So I'm Max. Everybody can hear me. This will be a short talk about control interface, or how you poke into all the stuff you've seen before with the programs, not fingers. The little agenda, brief intro, some technical details, examples, and a note of potential future. What it is? The intention was that control interface is for programs, is what VTI for humans. It does not match 100% yet. It might in some point of future. There are Python and C implementations, and Python is actual implementation, not just binding on top of the C. That's because the protocol is very simple. Is it working? It's kind of SNMP-like, but we actually mean it. It is simple, unlike SNMP. The get, set, and trap messages with kind of obvious semantics. You set variable, you get variable, and the trap if you get trap if variable was set by something else. The security. Authentication, authorization, control, firewall, port knocking, it's all exists outside. Because, let's face it, if somebody have access to your core network, you have a bigger problem that, than tweaking some variables for control protocol. The big picture, you've seen it already several times, the important are those little pink things. This is where control interface lives. And I think picture a bit outdated because it's also. So it's rather widespread, it's almost everywhere. If it's not there yet, you can add it. It's not that hard. Now some random little facts. It's rather hard to see, but it's supported in Wireshark. You can actually see and get it decoded. And it was rather easy. There are just 6 messages total, including errors and everything. It's based on IPA multiplex, which means there is fixed format binary prefix, fixed length, 3 auto-parse, and then some text, which is also rather easy. There are 3 types of variables, read-only, read-write, write-only. And if you implement it yourself, it's up to you how you expose your variable. Those are literally all the possible messages between client and server. It's really that simple. You set variable, you get either confirmation reply or error. Same as get, and you get trap. And we do have documentation. It's not 100% complete, but if you go to this link, there are actually user manuals per program. And each of them have chapter on the control interface of the program and on the protocol itself, because it's that easy. Here's how it looks like. This is actual message with some ID, variable, value. This is what you get in getback. It's rather redundant. ID is random. It cannot be 0 because 0 used for traps. The rest is just that. Variable format, values, not specified. It's totally up to you. What you put there, that will be there. A little look at a sample of part of the code which works with that. That's in Python. We expose a control class, which do all the things like verifying that answer to your comment actually makes sense, removing headers, adding headers. The protocol simple, the implementation simple. And there are already examples of how you can use it, but you can make your own implementation. You can consider it somewhat a hello world of network protocols. Take your favorite language, implement the control protocol, it should just work. A bit of C code, it's slightly more hairy because it's C, but it's still rather easy. There are readily available macros. If you want to add some variable or expose some nope on one of the programs, should be rather easy. And there are a few things which sort of exposed by default. Most of Osmocom programs support rate counters, which say every time location update happens, we increase the counter, and we track the time. All of them are exposed automatically as variable rate counter dot and the name of the counter. That's very handy. Another potential use is FSM debugging. We got nice, awesome FSM infrastructure recently for finite state machines, and you can poke into them using the control interface, and that's also by default. So it's part of the library. The moment the program supports FSM, that's available. And another nice example is that Osmo HLR, which was just mentioned. It have two variables to enable and disable services on per IMSI basis. And this is propagated dynamically to SJSN, works in runtime. So that's just few samples which are easy. I really like the word easy. There are more to those, but refer to the documentation. Now, there is sort of mismatch. Some bits available for control protocol, some available for VTI, some on both. Ideally, we want to have single source of truth. So we make it once, and it's exposed to control, VTI, configuration, whatever. There's been some discussion in mailing list. Please do join mailing list, by the way. How we can achieve that? The surprising part is nobody seems to have done it yet. There are no open source implementation, not a proprietary I know of, but people are trying to. It's kind of a known problem that you have Cisco, Juniper, whatever router, each configured in its own peculiar way, and nothing ever works. There's been two nice RFCs, netconf and YAML. Netconf is the protocol which is sort of like our control interface on steroids, where you can it should be vendor agnostic, it's a standard, it should configure anything. And YAML is the yet another markup language. I don't think it stands for that, but the idea is that. How you describe those configuration? Different states, if configuration is applied already or not, and so on. Those are rather recent. This is literally a few years old, and I think it's largely driven by SDN community. So that's one of the ideas how we might go on from current state. It's not necessarily what we will choose, and it's lots of work, so please do contribute your ideas too. And that's actually already the final slide. So I will do some demo to show you how it actually works. And later on, there will be questions. But anticipating one potential question is why feature X is not exposed. That's because you have not sent patch yet. Or you can just hire us to do the patch for you. But yeah.
Or simply ask.
Oh yes, that might also work. Okay, let's see if demo effect works.
Larger font.
I'm not sure it will. Oops. Okay, sorry guys, I'm not sure I can make a larger font. But I'll explain everything which happens, so. Don't worry, I'll do the dance. So we start Osmo BSC, not the free part, but the old one, which is a master branch. It's desperately trying to connect to MSC, but we ignore that. I don't have network working anyway. Why am I using this? Because it have control interface. So now I'm switching to that's OpenBSC repository. In the contrib, there is Python script BSC control, which is this won't work. The touchpad is broken, and I don't have to. I don't know how to configure it right now.
Does anyone have a mouse, Randy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry for that. Okay. No mouse. Okay. No mouse, no context menu.
So one of the things exposed is the short name. So if I run the command minus s for set short name.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. So I'll try to make it a bit larger, so it should be somewhat visible. I hope it kind of works. Oops. How on earth do you make it big one? And the font is...
I mean, colors.
Do you see this?
Okay.
Good, perfect.
Хорошо.
Nice. Yeah, it's a mixture of Russian and German, just for added entertainment.
It's just simple Russian.
Yeah, it kind of works. Okay, so here in OpenBSC contrib, there is this Python script which can do the magic with the control interface, but that's just one implementation. You don't have to use it. It's rather simple for illustration. It's up to you how you use it. So say we want to set the short name, and we get reply. This is the idea of operation, it's just some random number. You got back the name of the variable and what you set it to. And you can also get the variable, and to see that it actually matches what you just said. By the way, that's not because I just like my name. It's very handy to have a descriptive name for your network if you're in the office with 10 people running their own GSM. And another nice mode is M for monitor. So now we receive any traps generated by the Osmo BSC. The traps generated based on various events. One of the events, for instance, is if I start BTS. And yeah, we got a trap message saying that BTS 0 is connected. Also variable value. And that's about it. Do you have any questions, or shall I show something else, or what would you like?
Wait for the mic, please. Yeah, sorry, there was one in front.
Oh, you. I know I should know this, but I never really understood what the trap means, or how it works, or what it does.
It's essentially event. Something have happened. So there are variables in control protocol, arbitrary. You can set them from the control protocol. You can get them from the control protocol. But if this variable have changed outside of control protocol, say BTS got connected, then the server running control protocol generates a notification to you as a client. So it's like in HTTP, it would be server sent events or some equivalent.
Yep. When do the calls actually get implemented? Like in the VTY, it's different. Like TX attenuation will happen immediately. ARFCN will happen after reboot of the lower layers.
Yes. Sorry, but there is no common like ground. It just grown this way. Some things applied immediately, some needs to restart and so on. And yeah, we want to have it unified. We don't have it yet. There is no one way you can judge. Just try to refer to documentation, and if it's not there, mailing list and ping us.
So then, is it the case that the way it's implemented in the VTY would be the same in the control interface, or it's not necessarily?
Ideally, yes. In practice,
It is the same, because the question whether or not a setting is applied immediately or is applied at a later stage mainly depends on whether that is a setting that is communicated over AVIS OML to the BTS or not. And AVIS OML only happens at BTS connection time, at least in our implementation. Or some things in OML you can only change if you previously take down the transceiver, then reconfigure it, and then bring it up again. And that's really, so it's not a question whether it's VTY or control interface, but it's basically whether or not it's a parameter of the BSC or MSC itself internally, which takes effect immediately, or whether it's a parameter that needs to be transported to the BTS and then wait for the BTS restart. Okay, anyway, Kevin.
Yeah. Is it possible to get a list of all the variables and the range value for each variable?
I don't think so. I don't think we implemented this introspection yet. So unfortunately, it's a manual process at the moment. That's why the documentation might be incomplete. We have to sync it manually.
Yeah, that's a disadvantage. So for the VTY, it also used to be that, well, okay, the range is sort of self-explanatory in the VTY, but we for the counters and for the VTY, we have code inside libosmocore that can export that list. So basically, the VTY reference manual and also the list of counters is generated automatically, basically, by the code itself. But the control interface doesn't have any like enumeration or other feature at this point.
Okay, no more question. Then thank you for your attention.
Okay, then we are finished early.